Hi, this is Robert Rudlick. Anyone who's gone through a divorce gets to that point where it's really evident that it's over. What now? And one of the things I have found to be the most important steps to take is to do a thorough assessment of where you're at right now. The assessment really gives you the ability to figure out where you're at, which then will start the process of what is it that I want? And when you start this process, this is how you will start to feel more self-assured about moving forward in the future. Too many times I've worked with women that they've come in and they don't know what they want. They don't know what they can have. They just haven't thought through it that far. Some are still trying to save the marriage. Some are just so angry. Some are so bitter. Some are resentful. And the assessment grounds you back into the practicalities of moving forward with your life. First, what I want to do is I want to go through what we're going to talk about in this segment right now. You're going to need a pen and a piece of paper to write down these issues. Now, the importance of pen and paper, and it's very important. Don't do this on a computer, because when you take pen to paper, you activate various parts of your brain that you don't when you're typing in on a keyboard. And that's really important for you to access all these feelings and all the things that have happened so that you can do a thorough assessment. It makes you more contemplative. It opens up your mind for imagination. And also it helps you to recall things that you may not when you're typing away. We're going to go through the reasons why you're getting a divorce. We're going to go through the divorce and where it's progressed to so far. We're going to talk about what my husband's asking for and what I'm asking for. I'm also going to have you go through how are you financially right now, but also how are you for the next 6 months? Because I'm out here in California, it takes at least 6 months for a divorce to become finalized. So you want to make sure that you have an assessment of where you're at and that you're going to be okay during that 6 month period of time. Next is a really important point, and that is, who can I count on for support and encouragement? And we're going to go through this very carefully, because this is one of the keys to feeling at peace while you're going through your divorce. Then we're going to talk about the emotions that you're feeling and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then prioritize them. Mentally, what am I most concerned about? What is it that you're thinking about? What is it that you're waking up at night and worried about? Those are the things that you want down on paper. Physically, how am I feeling? What are my biggest fears to moving on and why? Now, this is more of a future thought. So, you know, here I am, I'm 38 or I'm 45 and I'm going to be single. I haven't been single in a long time. I don't know what it's going to be like to date. I don't know what it's going to be like to live on my own. I don't know if I'm going to have the same friends. All these things bring up these concerns and these fears about moving forward. The bottom line is, remember, it's over. What now? You have to take a look at these fears, and we will, and we'll break them down for you. The last thing is this. What things are making me most angry about my husband's behavior? Let's face it, divorce is not easy. And divorce is not a battle. Divorce is a war. Unfortunate things happen. People's personalities change. And you've got to be able to stay composed, be aware of what's happening around you, and then being able to act and make the adjustments necessary so that you get the things that you need from the divorce so that you can move on and feel happy, self-assured, and at peace. Finally, we're going to talk about what to do once you've stirred up all these emotions to calm yourself down and to start moving forward with the process of making a plan. So it's over. What now? The assessment starts first by taking a pen and a piece of paper out, and I highly encourage you to get a notebook that you can use for this entire course so that you can just put in, this is the assessment, and then write down everything that is, so it makes it easy for you to go back to. One of the most important things about the assessment is that at the end, we're going to do a summary. And in that summary, you're going to have the reasons why you're getting divorced to remind you when you're feeling weak and thinking about just giving up or maybe trying it again, to move forward, because it's over. If you've come this far, it's over and it's time to move on. So the first thing you want to do is you want to write down all the reasons why you're getting divorced. Now, I want all of your reasons first, and I want you to be thorough. Even the slightest little things as to why you're finally making the decision to get divorced and all the decisions that ran up to the place where you finally had just had it and you're getting the divorce. So write all those things down. Don't worry about prioritizing them. Just simply write it down. Everything and anything you can think of. Now, once you've done that, I want you to draw a line underneath all that. And then I want you to write his, H-I-S. And then I want you to write all of the reasons why he says he wants to get divorced. Even if you're the one that's pulling the trigger, there are things that he has said in the past that indicate that he also is out of this divorce and he wants certain things. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down all the things that you can think of as to why he wants to get this divorce. Next. How far has the divorce progressed so far? Have you hired a lawyer? Has he hired a lawyer? Have you written up papers yet? Have you sought counseling? Have you thought about where he's going to live or where you're going to live? I want to really get you to hone in on where you're at in the divorce, because a divorce has a process that it goes through. And it's very, very important that you know where you are in the process, because if you think you're, you know, halfway through and you haven't, you know, done certain things prior to that, they can catch up to you in the end and cause you to feel uncertain about the decisions that you've made. Next, what is my husband asking for? Now, this is an important list, and this is something that you want to listen for in any conversations and any arguments. Go back if there's been any emails to see some of the things that he may be wanting in the divorce or he's just flat out asked for. Once you've made that list, what I want you to do is I want you to think ahead as to what he might want that he hasn't asked for already, just so that you can be prepared. Now, in this process, one of the most important things is, what am I asking for? And I really want you to take your time. And I want you to ask for everything that you want. Remember, it's a war, not a battle. This is a negotiation. If you shoot too low, you're not going to even get that some of the time. So I want you to ask for everything. And I want you to think about physical property. I want you to think about investments, insurance. I want you to think about, do I need long-term help? Maybe you've been out of the workforce for a long, long time. Maybe you were the one that supported him through school and you don't really have a career and it's going to take some time for you to get that up and going. I want you to think about asking for support for that. Child support, living arrangements while we're getting divorced. So there's a lot of things that you'll want, and you make sure that you write everything down. Next, how am I financially? Do you have income of your own? Do you have savings of your own? Do you have debt that is considered your own, where when you financially split, you're going to be taking that debt with you? What about retirement? I really want you to go through, and if you've got a CPA or somebody who does your taxes or somebody who advises you financially, consult with them so that they can help you with this list. Next, who can I count on for support and encouragement? Here's where you need to really be selective, because in order to feel at peace, you need people around you that, number one, are not high drama. They're composed, they're thoughtful, they're strong. So if you're wrong, they'll tell you. If they think you stepped over the bounds, they'll tell you. And they're honest. So that when you know that this person, when they're telling you something, it's not self-serving. It's so that your best interests are being served. You want them to be practical. And you want to make sure that all of their communication with you is confidential. No gossip. Next, emotionally. How are you feeling emotionally? What are some of the most intense emotions that you're feeling, and what are the emotions that you're just feeling on a day-to-day basis? Is it resentment, anger, disappointment, sadness, anxiety? There's a long list of emotions that women go through while going through divorce. So what I want you to do is think about this. Over the past 6 months, what are the emotions that you have been experiencing? So that leads up to asking for the divorce or being asked for the divorce, either way, up until the present moment, because they do change. I really want you to be honest with yourself. And I really want you to take note of the times when you go, oh, well, you know, I've got that handled. Whatever that emotion is that you, quote, have handled, I want you to write that down. Because in divorce, emotions are never, quote, handled. We manage them. And there will be some things that you're going to learn in this course that will help you to manage those emotions more effectively than you ever have in your entire life. And that will help you to feel really empowered through the process. Next, mentally, what am I most concerned about? What am I concerned about right now? What am I worrying about? And it's really about what's right in front of you. It's not next month, next year. It's what's right in front of me right now. What am I most concerned about? Because again, this assessment is about you stopping things, slowing things down, getting a sound assessment of where you're at in this moment. Okay, we're going to go through some things in a moment that'll talk about the future. But right now, I want you to just focus on in the moment. What is it that you're worrying about? When you wake up in the middle of the night, what is it that you're concerned about? What are you worried about? Next, and this is really important. Physically, how am I feeling? Now, the reason why this is so important is this. Statistics show that 39% of women going through divorce are in some sort of physical pain or a state of unhealth. Now, one of the first things that goes out the window when you get overwhelmed and you're emotionally distraught is you thinking about yourself physically. Now, there are some who, I've got a client right now who, the way that she deals with it, she goes to the gym. So let's face it, she's been to the gym a lot lately. And that's okay, that's the way she deals with it. But most women don't do that. They're trying to deal with their emotions, they're trying to keep pace, they're trying to do all these things that, you know, they never thought they would be doing, and it's pretty difficult. So physically, where are you at right now? Do you have any health concerns? Do you have any injuries? How's your weight? Are you physically strong? Are you sleeping well? Are you eating well? Now, these are just a few of the things. I want you to really thoroughly go through and ask yourself, because this here is very important when you start to make a plan. Because if you've got injuries or you've got some health concerns, or you've got some work to do on your self-image, these things cost money and take time. And so I want you to make sure that you have a full assessment of this so that when you start to make a plan, you can confidently put in the amount of time and the amount of money that's going to need for you to take care of these things. The next question is, what are your biggest fears to moving on and why? The first time I asked, what are my biggest fears in this moment? Now I want you to think post-divorce. I want you to think, you're going through the divorce process, and what are my biggest fears of going through the process, but also what are my big fears of being single again? What's it going to be like to be in a relationship if I ever want to have a relationship again? What's it going to be like to be a single mom if you're a parent? What's it going to be like to be single and have friends who are married? How am I going to fit in? How am I going to make new friends? Where am I going to make new friends? I mean, there are so many things involved with this, but I really want you to take some time and put some thought into this. Lastly, what I want you to do is I want you to go through and ask yourself, what are the things that are making you the most angry about your husband's behavior now? Not what he's done prior to you getting divorced, but since the divorce has started. Because remember, divorce is a war, not a battle. And people change. And you see some real ugliness coming out of people. You'll see some of the things in your husband's behavior. Now, this is going to be very important to really have a clear understanding of what are the changes he's you know, exhibiting now in his behavior and what's making you the most angry about it. Because men generally use anger to try and trigger women into a state of emotion so that they're not thinking clearly. And they use it basically to get the upper hand. And we're going to go through some exercises that will teach you to stay composed when this happens. But by listing it now, it'll help you to see it when it's coming and then to be completely prepared for it in the moment. Once you've done all of that, your emotions are going to be pretty stirred up. And in the main course, we went over a tool called the 3-Minute Rant. And I want you to employ the 3-minute rant right now. So you've gotten done with the whole process, and if you're doing this in parts, okay, I want you to finish each part. So let's say you sat down for an hour and finished 2 or 3 of the questions. At the end of that, I want you to do the 3-minute rant, and I want you to rant about everything that just came up and all the thoughts that are on your mind. And I want you to rant for 3 minutes, and I want you just to rip, let loose on all the things that you wrote down and anything else that comes to mind. And when you finish, I want you to tap around your right ear that I feel empowered to move forward. I feel self-assured that I'm a creative future for myself, and I want you to feel at peace physically. And I want you to tap that around the right ear as an I am statement. And when you're finished, I want you to take and make 2 double fists. I want you to go, yes! And I want you to fist pump really strongly. So you lock in that good feeling that you have about going through this process. Because as you go through the assessment, this is the starting place for you to start to feel self-assured about your future. So in summary, what we've done is we've really gone over what are the reasons why I'm getting divorced. And I want you to be thorough. And it's very important because in the very end of this, we're going to create a small document that you can put up somewhere as to the reasons why you're getting divorced so that whenever you're feeling weak or you're feeling anxious or worried, this will remind you of why it is that you're going through this divorce. Where's the divorce progressed to this point? What's my husband asking for? What am I asking for? How am I financially now and for the next 6 months while this divorce is taking place? This is a biggie. Who can I count on for support and encouragement? And remember, be selective. And there's only going to be maybe 1 or 2 people. Okay. The rest of the people you want to keep just slightly away from you so that you just have a couple of people you go to. Emotionally, how am I feeling? Mentally, what am I most concerned about in this moment? Physically, how am I feeling? What are my biggest fears of moving forward and why? What things are making me most angry about my husband's behavior? And once you've done all of that, you're going to do a 3-minute rant and you're going to tap in then that I feel empowered, self-assured, and I feel at peace now and about my future. And then give yourself a nice big fist pump and go, yes! And you're finished with the assignment. So let's get to work. Get that notebook out, get a pen. And I want you to start writing. First things first, I want you to go down and go to 1. What are the reasons I'm getting divorced? And start writing. Enjoy the process. And remember, this is an important step in moving forward.